Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven-Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful pastor, Missionary Velvet Holmes. Praise God. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel. Amen. To let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. To take you off the broad way, put you on the straight and narrow way. Amen. We're going to continue this great teaching message about the end times. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Amen. Now, we're in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, 24th chapter. Now, we are on verse number 15. Amen. And we're moving into the, praise God, talking about Daniel, the 70th week. Praise God. Amen. Missionary Velvet, amen. She can read, amen, Daniel, amen, 9, and pick up at verse number, praise God, 24. Praise
Daniel. Lord.
Amen. As we talk about Daniel 7 this week.
Daniel 9 and 24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgressions and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy.
Amen. Now, we're living in a time when revival need to break out among the people.
That's right.
I'm telling you, it's time for revival. It's time to repent. It's time to turn to Jesus. Because there are Jews right now over there in Israel, in that area over there near the Gaza, they're still looking for the first coming. And Jesus, the Messiah, has already came. And now we're getting ready for the second coming. You see how blind some people are? But now it's time to let people know that Jesus is the Messiah. Let the Jews know that Jesus is the Messiah.
The whole wide world, amen.
The whole wide world need to know, from Israel all the way to, praise our God, the Middle East of Kuwait, over there in the Arab world. Amen. Over there in India, where there's a lot of idol gods over there in India. In throughout the continent of Africa. Africa's a big nation. A big continent. People need to know that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus, the Son of God.
Amen.
He is the Messiah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let people know Jesus is the way to get to God. There's no other way but through Jesus Christ. It's very important to spread this gospel and try to get it into these areas. Amen. Over there in, amen, parts of China. Amen. I'll tell you, reach the people in China. Reach the people over there in Russia. Reach the people. Amen.
United States, amen.
Praise God. I'm telling you, it's time to get the gospel over to the people. Amen. Down in South America, in Chile. Praise God. I'm telling you, Argentina. Amen. It's time to reach the gospel over to the people. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is that, Missionary Velvet?
The 25th verse. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to be a Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The streets shall be built again and the walls even in troublous times.
Amen. Now, the thing like this is that they gave Israel that area, and recreate Jerusalem and all of that and things like that. And they feel like that's being, amen, fulfilled. That's what they feel like and things of that nature. Amen. And that's what they did. All right, read.
And after 62 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war, desolation are determined.
Uh-huh. Now, the thing I'm saying this is that over there in the Middle East, amen, it's very unstable over there. Very unstable over there. People trying to say, put peace. You trying to make peace over there where the Bible speaks of war. It's going to be war because of the what happened in Sarah's house between the sons of the flesh and the son of promise. Amen. Ismael and Isaac. That's where the problem came at, between Ismael and Isaac. Now, God promised Sarah a son in her old age. And you know, being old, you can't have children. But God can do the impossible. Sarah had this wild idea to try to help God out by giving Hagar to Abraham to have a son of the flesh. God don't need no help. You hear me? He don't need no help. Some people now try to help God out and get in trouble. God don't need no help. When God said Sarah going to have a baby, Sarah, amen, brought forth a baby in her old age. It wasn't no handicap neither. It was a healthy baby boy in her old age. Look at God, a God of miracles. 2026, God is a God of miracles. You hear me? Amen. Amen. It's not what man don't need to help God out. God is God all by himself. Amen. I'm telling you, Ismael was a son of the flesh, and the flesh gives you trouble. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. When Isaac was born, the son of promise, in that house, amen. I'm telling you, Sarah told Hagar, get your child and get out the house. Abraham trying to speak up saying, that's my son. Ismael was my son. But God spoke and said, listen to your wife. Amen. Hagar and Ismael was cast out the house. The bondwoman was cast out. And I'm telling you, because of that problem in that home, the Jews and the Arabs are enemies. Even though they're brethren, but they're enemies. It's very unstable over there in the Middle East. Amen. And I'm telling you, war is in the making. And I'm telling you, no matter how much the United States and the other world's trying to keep peace over there, it's going to fall apart. And war is going to break out over there in the Middle East. Because the Bible says so. And you can't change what the Bible says. Because the Bible is right. You hear me? And no president, no king, no emperor, no dictator can change what that Bible said. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And people need to understand, know that. No matter how much negotiation, no matter how many peace treaties you make, no matter how much you do, you can't change what that Bible said. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. Amen. What is that, Missionary Velvet?
And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate.
I'm telling you, praise God, amen. Now, the thing like this is that, amen, the devil don't want, amen, Israel to be over there. It's going to be a great big war. It's going to be a fight. Amen. That's the reason why we need to pray. We need to share the gospel. And people need to receive Jesus as their Savior. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, praise God. I don't believe that, but I'm telling you, amen. Sometimes folk got to see it for themselves before they believe it. They got to see it for themselves. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, amen. This is a deep teaching. I mean, it's deep. It's very deep teaching. Praise God. Amen. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Lay your hands on the radios upon the contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking into. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, eye disease, whatever it is. Lord, amen. Cause the lame to walk. Unstop deaf ears. Lord, praise up God. Touch the people. Deliver and set free. Lord, bless the people that's incarcerated. Let them repent. Turn their heart to the Lord. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Bill.
Praise him. Praise him. The song said, come to Jesus. He will heal you. He will save you. He will deliver you. Come on to Jesus. Because there is no matter how much conflict or whatever's going on in the whole wide world, you come to Jesus and he will give you peace. And he will prepare you for to be able to go back with him. That's the most important thing, is to come to Jesus. Don't behave prison ball, Ella Holden, I love you, but Jesus loves you more. Jesus able to be there for you no matter what. He said he will be with you to the end of the world. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. We also implore you to come to Jesus, to receive Jesus as your Savior and your Lord. He is the one that you need most, more than anything else in this whole wide world. Just come on to Jesus. Remember that God loved with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most important thing, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell and myself. The Lord will open up doors that we may get into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And click into our website, Those in the Free World, to learn more about our ministry. Send us a message. There's a secure button on there where you can send your messages and get to, amen, to us, and we'll be glad to receive them. And I respect people's privacy. And those of you that's incarcerated can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Praise the Lord.
Sir.
Amen. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Go, Jesus love the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast, this chaplain, William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.